about time.
Just about. Yeah, no worries. Schedule conflicts. Evs. Okay, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
If I hear so much as one ice clinkle...
I have no ice. I have no ice in anything I'm drinking.
You have no ice in anything? I have ice in mine, but it's rapidly melting. I'm just going to... I have ice in my drink, but instead of lifting the glass to me, I'm going to bend off mic to sip from my straw.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that's the proper way to go about it. I'm like one of those birds.
Your Skype picture looked deranged.
Yeah, that was the point. I lit it that way.
No, that's pretty much how you normally look. You normally look like you're going to rob a fast food counter.
Yeah.
Give me all your sauce.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Chris, what episode is this?
Episode 21.
And who am I?
You are Cole.
Okay, and you're Chris. Good. Now the listeners know. Good. Hey, Chris, can I hip you to a medical problem that is sweeping this nation?
Yeah. I mean, there's probably more than one.
You
want to tell me about one,
Chris? You know, you can't bail out the ocean. Okay.
Hopefully it's one that I already know about. Cause if you put another one on me, I'm going to be panicked.
Chris, I want to talk to you about soul patch albinism. This is something that I only mention because it affects me personally. I would say that I suffer from it. It is a tragedy.
What I thought it was.
Any amount of success that I may have gotten right now, it has been in the face of tremendous adversity. Chris, I can grow a soul patch; it's no problem. But in contrast to the rest of my facial hair, which is abundant, I am a hirsute gentleman. It is as white as the driven snow. Chris, I might as well be growing lamb's wool beneath my lip.
Yes, you might as well, actually.
Chris, Edgar Winter is resting right above my chin.
I'm kind of just playing with my dark, luxurious soul patch.
God. Chris, I could braid this. I could braid this, and unless you were on top of it with an electron microscope, you wouldn't know I had a soul patch. It's tragic. I mean, okay, can you give me some soul patch darkening tips? I've tried permanent marker, but that had to be taken care of right away.
When you said that, I thought about those like really yellow tinted bug microscope pictures. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like when they show a bed bug up close.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Just there's my soul patch, just kind of timid. I've got a timid patch, Chris.
Tinted orangish yellow for visibility.
God. It's terrible. I mean, do you have any tips for me as an aspiring soul patch owner?
Try harder.
Damn it.
Yep.
That's always the answer, Chris. That's always what they say. Try harder.
If you can tell midgets to get taller, I tell you to try harder. Work on that.
I was joking when I said that.
Think about that.
And Andy was okay with that. He's cool.
Andy?
He makes half of the midget jokes about himself. He brings it on himself, honestly. But then I tell him to get taller, and then all of a sudden I'm the monster.
Wow, we have a guest tonight. Cole's other personality, Andy.
Cole has two personalities. Well, what's the difference between them? One is 3 feet tall.
Cole's bottom half has a voice, and Cole's top half has a voice.
God.
Cole's bottom half speaks as Andy.
Chris, you keep on making jokes about my reddish pubes, but I need to tell you a secret.
Yeah.
I not only have soul patch albinism, I have pubic albinism.
Oh,
it looks like my penis suffered terrible trauma. Just it saw something horrible and all of its hair turned white. Basically, it's like I got Doc Brown. I've got him in a leg lock, okay?
So all those red pubes that are left in the bathtub, those are actually just foot hair? Is that what I'm to believe right now?
Yeah, I think it's what you're to believe. And that leads me to my next point, because apparently I have a doppelganger. On on American Idol.
Not anymore. He got voted off.
He got voted off, but then he was saved, right?
Did they save him?
Yeah, they saved him.
Hmm.
And he like wigged out. And I checked him out, and his stuff is good. But like, I looked at him, and beyond the fact that he sings the songs that I would sing the way I would try to sing them if I was that good, and aside from the fact that he's overweight and has curly reddish hair and he's bearded, I don't see the resemblance.
Huh?
Have you ever been told that you look like anybody, Chris?
No, but I did just think of a toast.
What?
Crack kills, idol saves. But not today, so let's drink.
I just want to know if you've ever been told that you look like anybody, because I can't think of a celebrity. I mean, just in your own head, because like to my mind, the old me would be played by Philip Seymour Hoffman, and the young me would be played by Sean Astin, circa 2004.
No, I can't think of it. Nobody's ever told me that I look like any celebrity.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully, in the future, they'll say you look like yourself, right? You're a celebrity. Yeah.
And you know, just once the back end falls out of this podcasting thing and we really break big like we think we are. No, I only mentioned the Sean Astin thing because you mentioned foot hair. He played Samwise. Okay, whatever.
I don't know who Sean Astin is.
He played Samwise Gamgee. He was Rudy too.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say that.
Yeah,
I was gonna say Rudy.
Yeah, that's Rudy.
Hmm.
I don't know.
It's I want to chant. It's want a chant.
Cole.
Sean.
Do you have any stories for me, Chris?
Yeah, I do. Segue.
I hate that word.
What's the most surprising thing that's ever happened to you while sitting on the toilet?
It would have to be phantom shit.
A poop ghost. Oh, a poop ghost where you poop and it feels like something comes out and then you go to wipe and there's nothing there.
Well, not even just that, but there's nothing in the bowl.
Yeah, no, I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the poop cast. Yeah.
I don't even know. I want to know what you do when a clown breaks into your home and takes your money and jewelry and your car while you're sitting on the toilet.
You let him have it. You say, I'm in God's hands.
Jacqueline Cutright, a 70-year-old Akron woman, is keeping her sense of humor after a man in a clown mask threw open her bathroom door while she was on the commode. She said it was quite a surprise. The man demanded Oxycontin and money. The woman, with trowel dropped, looked up at the man and said, boy, you broke into the wrong house. A poor person lives here.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. She didn't shoot him like my imagination told me that she would.
Stop or my grandma will shoot this clown.
Exactly. She gave him $28 from her purse, about $1,000 worth of costume jewelry. The man tore off in her 1993 Ford Escort.
Can any one person carry $1,000 worth of costume jewelry?
Apparently.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. So he got away.
So.
And then they caught him.
He got away for like a moment.
Yeah. He faces robbery with a deadly weapon, burglary with a deadly weapon, kidnapping and theft.
Chris, what do we expect? We don't give clowns the social skills to survive in the real world. Once they fall off the circuit, like they're done. You try making money as a clown outside of the circus. Outside of the circus circuit?
I guess. The woman is funny, though. I mean, at least the way that she's quoted in here.
Oh, she's delightful.
In recounting the story, she says that she thought about doing some ninja stuff. But she thought, no, he's faster than I am. So I more or less just sat there.
You're in a vulnerable situation. You're like Viggo Mortensen in Eastern Promises. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah. So that's how that happened.
Jeez. That woman is an American hero.
That actually went down.
That happened. That was a thing. In my mind, I'm picturing her as a funny old black lady.
No, she's a white lady.
Oh, okay. To handle that situation with that amount of sass and aplomb, I don't know if that's, you know, like crypto racist of me or not, but I just, in my mind, that narrative, I would like to see her come out on top in that situation because she retained her dignity despite the fact that she was in a very undignified situation.
Of course.
And that's good. And that's good.
Do you know when it's difficult to keep your dignity?
How?
When you are drunk driving, slam into another car, and the cop picks up your phone and sees that part of the reason that you wrecked into that car was that you were drunk, and the other part is that you were sexting with your girlfriend.
Do we have the text of the text?
No, not at all. There is no transcript. But this dude that did this, he's in Tampa, Florida. He has a name I can't even pronounce. I assume he's probably an illegal, because that's what they do, this kind of stuff right here.
Sexed.
Yeah.
98% of all sexting is done by an illegal immigrant to high school children.
Let's see. You can drunk dial. You can drunk text. You can sext. You can drink and drive. You can drink, drive, and drunk sext. I'm going to go with the last one. That's what I'm going to do.
Drink, drive, and drunk sext. Oh, my gosh.
Drink, drive, drunk sext.
If you're drunk and you're sexted, is that like technically grounds for a rape charge?
I don't know, but I think, you know how I say drink, drank, drunk?
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'm going to say drink, drive.
Those damn Ross
drunk
kids.
Drunk, sexed.
those damn Ross kids. Drink, drive, sexed.
And that's how that ends.
Can I give you some more stupid crime, Chris?
Sure, man.
Okay, so an it's going to be a fun night. An internet cafe in Bradenton, Florida was robbed by three ninjas. No, I'm not referring to the classic 1990 movie. I'm talking about three ninjas. The suspects infiltrated the cafe and took money from two of the customers. They then proceeded to steal an undisclosed amount of money from the cash register after hitting the owner over the head. As they left, one of the suspects fired a shot into the air, which, you know, for shame, you should not be firing a gun if you're a ninja. It's against the code. Police are still investigating the incident, but they should probably look for the only ninjas in Florida.
The search continues.
Why does this shit only happen at internet cafes? Why does a ninja have to rob an internet cafe?
I have no idea, man.
You have some people playing Counter-Strike and Minecraft, and then boom, ninja.
Is it possible that they might have moved on to Mississippi? The ninjas?
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, it would make sense.
Because two people have been arrested, leaving one of the ninjas remaining for assaulting people with brass knuckles.
Is this River City Ransom?
I believe so. These are some real bad dudes.
Did they use the double dragon style?
I don't know. They only move in profile, left to right.
God, I think that's about it. It was the final fight, and they were trained street fighters. That's all I've got.
I have no idea. I definitely think that I'm going to probably be booking a flight to Miami, Florida.
Why?
Just to get a hotel room for a night and fly back.
Is this like a frequent flyer mile?
I think I might tune into their local CBS affiliate.
Okay.
To maybe view a commercial from the Archdiocese of Miami. They're launching a television campaign to encourage people to confess their sins.
In 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your eternal soul.
Original.
Sorry. See, I took it and I turned it. So
you did. You did that. Did you also invent the Swiffer wet jet?
You know, I took that and I turned that.
You did that too.
I'm like Merlin Man, Chris. All I do is I take things and turn things all day.
Yep.
Podcast humor.
I don't want to hear people say that when they went to confession, they got yelled at by the priest. Don't believe all the jokes all the comedians talk about. Confession truly is a conversation with God and a child molester.
That's not what he said.
Is that what he said?
Dang it. That's you making the easiest joke possible.
That's the undertone.
Okay. Yeah.
I read between the lines.
Yeah.
And there was
between that mesh screen that's in the what's that called? The rectory? I don't know. There's a mesh screen in the rectory. I know nothing about Catholicism. Like if popular culture is to be, you know, is to be believed, you'll go there after committing some kind of crime spree, possibly ninja crime, and confess and then like boom, the police come in. They're like, oh, we bugged it. He did it. How stupid was he to come forward with that? They're just going to catch you.
They're going to get you.
Because, Chris, God knows everything, and so does the government.
They are going to get you. The government can find you no matter what you do.
The government...
No matter how much clown makeup you wear, if you're a rapist, you will be caught.
No matter how many clown ninjas you get to cover your tracks.
Oh, Jose Guadalupe Jimenez, 41. Oh. You were arrested in Newport Beach for raping a 9-year-old. She recognized you by your clown makeup.
Which he wore in the lineup. Can you imagine making that lineup? Going up and down Venice Beach looking... 17 men in clown makeup on that beach.
How did that even happen?
What's the deal?
They must have had like 3 lineups.
Jeez.
To have enough room, right?
They all showed up in one car.
and then they all piled into one lineup room.
That was terrible.
Oh, if you're going to be a clown criminal, you better not like your personal space.
Tremendous hygiene on those clown criminals.
Somebody's going to be all up in it.
Tremendous hygiene. They're very considerate people when they're not raping 9-year-olds. Jesus Christ. Can I tell you about more crime, Chris? I'm not sure if... I think that if this was a ninja or a clown, they would have mentioned it, but, you know, neither of us can be sure. Police in Englewood, Ohio, were investigating a bank robbery wherein a customer filled out a withdrawal request. And when they told him that he didn't have enough money in his account, he made threats until bank employees gave him the money anyway. Now, shortly after responding to the bank call, a nearby restaurant reported a dine and dash with a customer ducking out on an $18 bill for his meal. Now, coincidence, right? The restaurant's manager followed him out of the restaurant and gave him the description. And police were like, holy shit, it's the same dude. So then, boop, up they come, and the dude was arrested. Seriously, dog? You rob a bank and you duck out on an $18 meal? I can't get a value meal for $18.
I have no idea.
I don't either.
I know that in solving crime, you oftentimes have to follow the trail of your suspect.
Yeah?
Although I would never think of following a trail and catch Moses Lanham Jr., otherwise known as Backwards Feet Man or Mr. Elastic. He has the unique ability to rotate his feet behind himself.
Oh wait! Oh god! Sorry, my headphones fell off. Are you kidding me?
Nope, I swear.
You swear this is the thing that a guy. Okay, so to throw the trail off, you occasionally. More.
It appears he walked both ways. an indecisive criminal. He's a 49-year-old tax accountant and theater usher from Monroe, Michigan. He's heading over to Rome to set 2 new records in the Guinness World Records show.
Wait a minute.
First, the Guinness adjudicators will measure just how far he can twist his feet.
Okay. So he has ankles like owl's necks.
He can go a full 120 degrees with both of his feet.
Jesus.
Making him normal, walking forward, and walking forward backward, he's pigeon-toed.
So does he bend them in or out, do they say? Because that seems like it'd be important.
He turns them out.
Okay. All right. Huh. So he's got them coming and going.
Yes, he will then test for a second record, earlier I had said he was going to try for 2, mm-hmm. where they will clock how fast he can walk 20 meters with his feet turned backward.
Okay.
He is aiming for a 30-second jaunt.
Huh.
Both records will be newly created.
Just for him.
Yep. He says it's painless and requires no warm-up.
He just straight does it.
Yep, just does it.
It's kind of like me with my thumbs.
His son, interestingly enough, can also do it.
His son, interestingly enough, cannot walk. He is paralyzed from the waist down.
His son says it is actually it is actually painful for him.
Oh, well, he's just a young Jedi. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
I would like to take him and have him walk through paint and walk on some canvas. Just all around, I think that would be a really interesting exploration of texture and mankind's purpose.
It definitely would be.
Yeah,
I'm gonna send you this real fast because I definitely think that you should see it.
Let me take a look here. Oh my God, that's like something out of fucking Jacob's Ladder, Chris.
Yeah, he has his clothes on backwards.
He has his clothes on backwards, but his feet are facing towards the camera, and his head is facing away. He has male pattern baldness, and he's wearing some kind of plaid tie.
Mm-hmm.
Not pad tie. He's wearing pad thai flavored plaid tie.
I wonder if he wears the same size dress shirt backwards.
You know, I think that's you add something in the you add like half an inch in the shoulder, and you subtract a half an inch in the neck. Chris, I'm just wondering, what would our footprints posters be like if Jesus Christ had this talent? Which, of course, he is still alive, since he's the King of Kings. How different would our footprint posters be? Those times when there was one set of footprints in the sand, that was Jesus doing a crazy spider walk to impress you.
Oh man!
Oh God!
How do we know that all those people that Jesus showed up to feed with that one fish hadn't just eaten?
I can have a bite, I guess. Can I get the children's size? Can I get the kids' grilled cheese? Yes, but it'll be at the adult price.
Oh gosh.
The Last Supper at Applebee's.
The Last Supper at Applebee's.
Can I get half price appetizers? Not for 18 minutes. I don't have that.
Judas just hunches over in the corner and says, I wanted to go to Chili's.
You're gonna pay for this. Oh God, sacrilicious, Chris.
My heart, it feels like burning.
Sorry, I'm in the middle of pouring myself another drink while we're... What? Are you going to judge me?
No, I just thought it was funny how I timed up me urinating in a mason jar to you pouring your drink.
Oh my God. I'm drunk.
You are a goofball today, boy.
I am straight goofy. I'm Chris. I'm the full goof troop.
Shoo, man, oh man.
Chris, can I tell you about sexy kids?
I saw this. If you're going to say what I think you're going to say, it's a step above.
It's a step above.
Yes.
Chris, last week we talked about sexy babies, which, you know, as you know, I was once a sexy baby, so it's an issue near and dear to my heart, just like soul patch albinism. But Abercrombie and Fitch is in a little bit of trouble because they are selling padded bikinis to 8 to 14-year-olds. Parents are saying these things lead to promiscuity. One member of the community says, my graduating class in 1992 had two pregnant girls. This year's graduating class at the same high school had 18. This advertising, Chris, these padded bikini tops and bikini bottoms, SpongeBob optional, they're having an effect.
Well, Chris, they sure are.
These sexy kids are out there having sexier kids because, you know, only the sexiest kids ever, you know, get pregnant. It's not the Snaggletooth meth heads.
They, you know, they lose their babies.
Jesus. God. See, Chris, this is why I don't push it with you. This is
why.
Because you always take it up a notch. I have to stay like, it's kind of like in that book Hatchet, when he took the spear and was aiming for the fish, he always had to aim a couple of inches below the fish because of the refraction of the water. Chris, this podcast is Hatchet. The joke is the fish, and I have to stand 2 inches back because I know that you were gonna step up and you're gonna overshoot it.
I remember that from fourth grade.
I just read it yesterday.
His name is Robert Paulson.
I need to see the. His name is Gary Paulson.
Oh, my bad.
No, so these sexy, Chris, sexy babies are okay. It's a bell curve. The younger the kid, the sexier it's okay for them to be. Up until it decreases, and then at 18 it shoots way back up. It's the sexiness of children bell curve.
What it really does is it lowers the bar. It takes the challenge out of abduction and imprisonment.
Because if they're out there, God,
you have to have an eye, you know, for a 3-4 year imprisonment when you're going to abduct. And if you can just not use your imagination and not have that forethought and judgment to say, that's what that's going to look like.
It takes all the mystery out of it.
Yep. Yep.
God.
Which it's not even going to look like that anyway. After you find out that you're cousins and you have like four-eyed, three-legged mutant children.
Jesus.
Basement creepers.
Basement creepers. Dear Lord. Yeah, so that's the sexy kid alert. Be on the lookout, okay?
You didn't think that this was going to end up with you being nauseous, did you?
I just needed to back away from that ever so quickly. Chris, what do you think of the term man cave?
Did we just go over this?
I'm serious. What do you think of the term man cave?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's all right.
It's so reductive. Can't a man have his own fucking space? You know what we used to call it back in the day, back in the 50s, Chris? We called it a den. All right? Just because my den happens to have an Xbox 360 and a pinball machine doesn't make it a man cave. Just because I have a neon Coors sign doesn't make it a man cave, bitch. Go makes to your you scrapbooking room.
The room you just described makes you a douchebag.
I just hate it. I hate it.
Did I steer you right on the Svedka?
Yeah, you did. This is okay. I was worried that after drinking vanilla vodka, I'd grow a vagina. But as I'm looking down at my Doc Brown junk, I'm still very much a man. So
my Doc Brown junk,
Marty, you'll never believe it. Marty! Oh, man.
That'll never get old.
It won't. It won't.
Nope. Oh, man. Oh, God.
Chris.
Oh, man.
Mm.
School on a Saturday?
What?
School on a Saturday.
Chris, that's communist.
That is communist. You know what's worse?
What is?
Some Ohio school districts that are trying to make up time without adding days are adding hours to the school day.
Hmm.
For the remainder of the year, some Ohio school districts, instead of going to school until 2:50, are now going to school until 3:50.
I don't
school
like that.
The school that would normally end at 3:45 ends at 4:45.
Jesus. I don't like that because that interferes with after school activities.
Like what?
I don't know, sports or, you know, any kind of music group or you know. I don't like that.
Loitering, eating Funyuns. This really hacks into my cutting time.
Chris,
how am I going to stand in front of the mirror and hate myself?
Man, our youth are fucked. We were like the last really good generation.
I'm sure that's been said.
Yeah, I know.
Many times.
I like to say it.
Ways.
You know, it's my selfish nature. It's my selfish nature that makes me say that the end is, you know, that the end is near, but also that we are the last of the good ones. You know why we're the last of the good ones, Chris? Because we grew up without the internet as it exists today.
True.
Yeah. Like these kids, they've always had the internet in their lives. And I don't know how I feel about that.
Why?
I don't know. I remember having the option to play outside. I didn't really take it that often, but I remember having it.
Kids have to grow up quickly these days, though.
They do. I fear for you as a father.
I think it takes away, you know?
I don't know.
But I mean, if more and more things just become acceptable. Like, say, for instance, if your mom got drunk and had you drive her to the store to get more beer when you were 14 years old.
Whenever you mention something like that, I'm sure it's happened. So just hit me with it.
Huh?
Was that the story?
Yeah, that was the story.
Oh.
Yeah. 39-year-old woman said she drank 4 beers.
And her
son was taking her to the store to buy some more.
Huh.
When she was pulled over, she was charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor and allowing unauthorized driver to drive her car and negligent child abuse.
Oh. So the kid didn't get in trouble.
No, he was not cited, which is totally unexpected.
Really? Yeah. Oh gosh, that kid.
You would have thought that they would have found something to fine him for.
Definitely.
Just in an attempt to make some money, because that's what crime's about.
Oh, definitely. Crime is about monetizing human behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything could be a crime.
Definitely.
Gosh.
Without a doubt.
Chris, do you know how they could have benefited? You know, do you know how they could have avoided that situation? Those two upstanding citizens, the mom and the child.
How?
If they had downloaded an app for their phone called Trapster. Now, Trapster is a smartphone app that lets users tag and find potential DUI checkpoints, allowing them to craft a route or a route. Is it a route or a route?
Are there two O's?
A route, trying to craft a route. Now, last week, 5 U.S. senators spoke out against the app, saying that it was dangerous to allow drunk drivers to skirt the law. These senators want phone manufacturers to remove the app from their stores. Just as a heads up, you can get this on the Android Marketplace, BlackBerry App Store, and the Apple App Store.
Is this the one where the CEO of the software company that developed it actually thanked the congressman?
Sales are up 3,000%. In a way, he says, they're kind of helping us.
Thanks, Congress.
Way to go.
Awesome job.
You done it. Chris, I am all for drunk podcasting. I love it. Drunk driving, I can't get behind. But you just have to love the audacity of that.
Yes, it is.
I can find it amusing without agreeing with the ideology behind it.
The audacity of dopes.
Oh, man. Chris, if you were out driving and you saw Bigfoot, what would you do?
Oh, geez.
Would you make friends?
I think I would just probably keep it a secret.
Keep it to yourself.
That would be just mine. That would be for me.
I'd make friends. I'd tame him. We would share war stories in a language that we make up that would be half English and half.
I don't even know what I would do.
And he would learn a little bit about us, and we would learn a little bit about ourselves.
I think I would probably just, you know, take him back to my place and pop on YouTube and show him some home movies of his family.
That's you as a kid.
Yeah,
6 feet tall and smelling like a graveyard.
There you were.
Mm-hmm. Now, Chris, I'm going to take you.
And he said, shit, man, there I am.
Hunter S. Bigfoot. Chris, I'm going to take you to the cryptozoology corner of our program, okay?
Oh, good.
Yeah. Now, Thomas Byers of Shelby, North Carolina, was driving with his friend
when the boogity man jumped out.
When the boogity man came after him. He was with his friend when Bigfoot ran across the street in front of their car. Naturally, he took a very blurry video of Nobby, as the mythical ape is known locally. Nobby, K-N-O-B-B-Y. Says Byers, "One thing I know is that the smell was horrid. It smelled like a cross between roadkill and a skunk. Maybe a roadkilled skunk. And it did not like the fact that I was there on the road with it. In the video, you can hear it snarl or growl at me as it crosses the road," said Byers. Now, Chris, this is the most believable video I've ever seen of Bigfoot. Bogfoot is right there, 15 feet in front of him, and just the picture is so blurry, and the sound effects are so very obviously added in afterwards in iMovie. It's delicious. In fact, I'm pretty sure those were stock sound effects from GarageBand. Now, he took this video and he put it up on his personal website. Opinions in the comments were split. One user said, "Unfortunately, until one is captured or killed and delivered to a lab, nothing can be proven. Any sighting could be staged or a prank by someone in a primate-like costume." Could it? Could it be a prank?
It could be a prank.
That's my definition of a prank. I'm going to frolic around until somebody does this. There's a Bigfoot society, Chris, but it's not made up of Bigfeet. It's made up of men who dress like Bigfeet.
Probably.
God. Another user said, "I personally believe you." Do you? Do you? But if you want to convince the skeptics out there, you'll need a better video and physical evidence such as droppings. Chris, I've got something to show you. It's out here in my trunk. I've got a big old garbage bag full of Bigfoot turds. Here is Sasquatch shit.
Shit's real.
Shit Squatch.
Be very scared.
God, Chris.
Be very scared.
Well, that's Bigfoot. But can I take you down to Mexico? Down Tijuana way?
Now, Chris. Can we take it fast?
We can take it slow. In 1995, Mexican goats were turning up dead, with all of their blood apparently sucked out. Eyewitnesses describe a thin bipedal creature, lizard-like in appearance, as the culprit.
El Chupacabra.
Thus the myth of El Chupacabra, or in Spanish, the goat sucker, was born.
El Colross.
Goat sucker.
Goat sucker.
Now, Benjamin Radford of the Skeptical Inquirer, which is a great publication, says that the Chupacabra is a fictional creation. Is it? Tracing every sighting back to a single occurrence in Puerto Rico in the August of 1995. Now, all of these sightings state a resemblance to the creature shown in the 1995 film Species, featuring Michael Madsen and Alfred Molina. You can make a direct connection between the film hitting theaters, her seeing the creature in the film, the woman in Puerto Rico, seeing it in the street, making the report, and entering the public conscious, he says. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, man.
I was crawling around at some ducks in my building, my place of employment, and I saw this thing. It looked kind of like a big bug, had like this big ovular head. And it opened its mouth, and there's this other mouth inside. I think it was a chupacabra. It spit acid at me, and I died. It ate a cat, and I killed it with a flamethrower. It's a chupacabra.
Then we played euchre.
God. The cryptozoology corner. Speaking of terrible smells, such as Bigfoot, the shit squatch. Here on Those Damn Ross Kids, we have a long tradition of informing you about terrible smells that plague municipalities. Remember when we talked about Cleveland about 17 episodes back?
Cleveland rocks a deuce.
That's right, sir. Now, this week's smell took place at a high school in Bellport, Long Island, in New York. The smell was so overpowering that students and teachers had to leave. Sick. One teacher and several students had to go to the ER, and another required an oxygen mask for a week. The smell was described as a cross between exhaust fumes and rotting fish. Authorities were brought in to perform air quality tests, and although the smell originated from a nearby landfill, the air was deemed safe to breathe. Was it? It's like, Miss Johnson is fucking dead. She died. She vomited. She passed out, and she choked on her vomit and died.
She just had a little bit of. She just had a little bit of trash.
Jesus, just a little bit of trash in the lung. Miss Johnson has trash lung, Chris.
A little bit of T-tox.
A little bit of the TL. A little bit of the trash lung. God.
Oh my gosh.
Terrible. So that's
awful.
That's this week in smells, or
that's
as
just,
I call
that's
it.
That's just sad.
Who farted, Chris? Do you wonder why we distrust the government?
I don't wonder. I know why.
I know why, because of shit like this. Everything's okay. Nothing to see here. Yeah, Miss Johnson's dead.
Yeah, she's died. She's
terrible.
She has died.
You know,
she died because of our trash.
Because of our trash. We need to put it somewhere. That's terrible.
Where are you going to put it?
Inside Miss Johnson's lung.
Oh.
And also, speaking of monsters like Bigfoot, remember last week when we were talking about Miss San Antonio? Dominique Ramirez? I have good news for you, Chris.
What happened to her, man?
Even though she was ousted last week, she has been recrowned.
Oh, really?
They have given her back her tiara. Tiara?
Are there three A's?
A jury found the county board to be in breach of contract. Ramirez plans to share the title with the woman who replaced her. Said Ramirez, and this is, I think that this should be our new tagline instead of drink, sexed. Love the skin that you're in, Chris. And she said, Chris, strive for your dreams and never give up on anything because you never know what's going to happen. You don't.
That's inspirational.
It is inspirational, said the world's fattest woman. is pageantry like a holdover from some, like, I don't get where it comes from. There's this whole society that I am not privy to. It's like Blade, Chris. It's like Blade. There's a whole society of pageant vampires parading around in vests with Steven Dorff. I don't get it.
Vampires are hot this year.
Vampires are hot every year. Ask Corey Feldman. Oh, wait, too late.
What did he do?
He died.
Did he really?
It's one of the Coreys. One of the two Coreys. He up and died of an OD.
Was he in Stand By Me?
That was Corey Haim.
Oh, he must have been in Lean On Me.
Yeah, they were both in The Lost Boys. It was a Corey vehicle. It was, C squared. Speaking of ODing, Chris, I have a question for you.
Have I ever blasted a 7-gram rock?
You are dead set on getting a Charlie Sheen reference into every single episode of this goddamn show.
I think he's got it under control now.
He's okay. He's going to be okay.
I think so.
Chris, I have a question for you. At any given time, how much cash do you carry around?
None.
None? No cash?
Nope. No, zero. It's like, the change that's in my car is the cash that I have with me.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
See, I generally only carry around less than $20 in cash.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for, like, emergencies. I think this is the way it is right now. I think that there should just be some kind of law that if you're carrying over $100 in cash, let's give some like leeway. If you're making a purchase or something, if you're carrying over $100 in cash, you're either a drug dealer or a drug purchaser. There is nothing that you need to buy in cash that is legal in this world.
No, there's not.
No. Like, if you're walking around with a big-ass briefcase of cash, and I only say this because I work retail at Undisclosed Electronics Establishment, man, we have people rolling in all the time buying cod blops with fat stacks, with literal rolls of change, of cash. I don't know what this physical money is. All I do is I have a card, and I swipe it, and I look on my cell phone to see how much swipe I have left. Yeah.
OMG, LOL.
God.
Hey, BFF.
What?
IMHO. That's TMI. FYI.
Yeah?
I'm looking for WAG.
WAG.
Everything I've just said has recently been added to the Oxford English Dictionary.
Oh, man. Why?
OMG, an abbreviation for oh my goodness. And LOL. That's what that means. IMHO, in my humble opinion, TMI, too much information. BFF, best friends forever. FYI, for your information, WAG, wives and girlfriends.
Oh, I haven't heard that last one. Wives and girlfriends, is that a British thing, the Oxford?
It's used mainly by media to describe partners of sportsmen.
See, I can understand Webster's doing this because they'll add literally anything if you get an internet petition to say that. But
if you get an internet inhibition.
I clearly have none.
You don't. But the one thing I am glad that the OED has added.
Okay.
When I say OED, I mean the Oxford English Dictionary.
Yeah.
Was not eligible to be entered.
Why?
OED was not entered.
Oh, that's too bad.
But you know what was?
What was?
Muffin Top.
Chris, there's nothing left.
The tastiest part of the belly fat.
There's nothing left.
In case you don't know, is the protuberance of fat above the waistband of a tight pair of sexy, sexy, sexy bike pants.
Borts?
Mm?
Borts.
Pants.
I thought
or in France, Bianks.
Chris, I thought that there was a place left to hide. I thought that with all of the depressing shit that we talk about on this program that we do every week called Those Damn Ross Kids, I thought that there was one place that left that was safe, and that was in books. Do you know what's in books, Chris? Most of the time, you might have to take my word on this.
Words.
Truth. Trust on this. Words are the only thing that's safe. And Chris, they've infiltrated. These mutants have infiltrated my mind space, and they are hopping all over my integrity, and there's nothing left. There's nowhere left to hide. They've infected our language. Do you know what shapes thoughts, Chris? Language. And we're done. We're fucking done for. The aliens are going to come, and they're going to pass us by. I will not be able to ride that starship into paradise because they're going to pass us by because they see that we have WAG and LOL in our dictionary. We're done for. We're going to fill this planet up with shit and piss and set it on fire until we all choke on the smoke of our own shit and piss. We're done.
The real estate market this spring is having a clearance sale.
Okay. I don't know.
Seriously, you could probably get a pretty good deal on a house right now.
Yeah, probably. We're on the rebound. Now's the time.
Yep.
God.
I don't even know.
I don't know anymore, Chris. Can I tell you a story? Just real quick, real quick before we end up. Did I ever tell you about the time I saved Warren G's life?
No.
Well, I mean, it was a clear black night, a clear white moon. I mean, Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the eve so I can get some funk. Just rolling in my ride, chilling all alone. Now, Chris, I roll up and he's, you know, trying to impress some honeys. And just some homies were shooting dice, said, let's do this. I jumped out the ride, said, what's up? And some brothers pulled gats. And I said, I'm stuck. So then I roll up. You know, I've got 16 in the clip and one in the hole. Cole, dog, is about to make some bodies turn cold. Now they're dropping and yelling. It's a tad bit late. Cole, dog, and Warren G had to regulate. All right? So I laid them busters down and I let my gat explode. Now I'm switching my mind back into freak mode. If you want skirts, step back and observe. I just left a gang of those over there on the curb. Okay. So then, you know, we impressed those fly honeys, and then we rode off to the East Side Motel, and, you know, we got some tram. And that is the story of how I saved Warren G's life. Nate Dogg, God rest his soul, you know, he took credit for it. But, because on those damn Ross kids, we regulate. All right.
Hey, Cole.
Hey, Chris.
Have you ever seen crocodile seats in the trunk?
No.
Turn around, sit down, and let them bite your butt.
Okay.
See, the stealing is Fendi, dashboard Armani. With your baby mama player? Is that where you can find me? Cruising through the parking lot on 20 foes?
20 fours or 20 foes?
20 foes.
Because I have never encountered 20 foes before, but I don't think I could take them all on.
Well, I think that you'll understand why it's foes in a minute.
Okay.
Cadillac Escalade with the chromed out nose.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how it's done.
Well, with the chromed out Norse, but I don't know of too much hip hop Vikings. So.
Most of Ebonics is only for rhyming purposes.
Right. No. And I appreciate that. It's an oral tradition, okay?
Of course. Of course.
it's an oral tradition, like cupping the balls. But
is that why you chopped down a tree with an ass?
Oh God. I think that's it. That's how we end it.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Hey, Chris, did you know that we have a YouTube channel now?
No, that song's about the Battle of Ticonderoga.
Yeah. God. Yeah, we have a YouTube channel. So if you've been meaning to share Those Damn Ross Kids with your friends and loved ones, you can send them a link to our YouTube channel. And instead of finding a daunting 45 to 55 minute episode of our entertaining goodness, they will find short little bite-sized 2 to 4 minute clips of us being funny from our classic back catalog. And there are more coming. 3 days a week, which is nice. It's a good schedule. I find it agreeable. So it's easier than ever, and you have no excuse not to tell us, not to tell your friends about us. But what else can they do? I mean, because that's just one thing: spreading the word, evangelizing, all that good stuff.
Do it. Run over to the YouTube and get sniped in the ear by one of our truth bullets.
Yeah, but while you're lying there bleeding out on the tarmac, what you can do is go review us on iTunes. We actually have an average ranking now, which is really nice. That is probably one of the best ways that you can help us right now. Help us get up in them their ratings, because we need to do a game. I'm just, the spot the fake kind of thing. Find the, like, I'll name three podcasts, and you name which one is ranked above us, like which one is real, because there are some ridiculous ass bust up podcasts that are ranked above us, and I don't feel comfortable with that. So we've got to represent. We got to get homies to recognize the flavor we drop. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that starts with the iTunes ratings and reviews, which literally takes a minute. It's like a minute that you have to do that. So it's like a minute.
Yeah. So respeculate on that.
Respeculate on these TDRK futures. Okay. Because we're just going up and up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't sell short, sell long, because we're going to represent these podcasting values. This is going to pay off real soon.
Yeah.
You can also check out our website. I just did a little bit of a redesign on the WordPress magic. I hope that you like it. If you find it unwieldy, I am definitely open to feedback on that if need be. What else can they do? Because I think that we might be hitting the end of it.
Don't fear the derivatives. Don't do that.
I got a big button here to hit that'll make sirens go off. Oh man. What else? And if we're talking about mad money and awful ways to spend your money, you can donate to us over at thosedamnrosskids.com/donate, which will help us out. God damn it. We went all episode without a single ice. Damn, you told me that there was no ice in your cocktail, Chris. What are you doing?
I'm really surprised that it's left, because out of the 7 drinks I made, one had ice. That's actually lasted long enough for me to be able to bring it out at the end of the episode and give it a quick stir.
And give it to me. Son of a bitch. Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, because this was the last episode of Those Damn Ross Kids ever. Have fun with your iced cocktail, Chris. We're done.
Thank God it's over.
Good night.